You are watching The Challenge, Final Reckoning, Season 32, 6 feet under. You guys, we have three teams going home already. Two amazing guests joining us and $1 million on the line. Stay tuned.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Woo! Raising a little hell! Yeah, and they sure did. Oh, yeah. Woo! Okay, what's up, everybody? Thank you guys so much for joining us. Again, you are watching The Challenge. This is season 32, if you can believe it. My name is Pamela Gross. We're going to be telling you everything tonight about this episode. We have two incredible guests. If you don't know already, we will be joined shortly by Tori Deal and Jordan. Yes, they will both be here in the flesh. Very exciting. So we're going to break it all down for you.
What up, everybody? It's your boy, Jay Yang, Challenge Fanatic. Super excited to be here tonight to talk about Challenge season number 32. I'm super excited to talk about tonight's episode.
Ooh. What's going on, guys? As always, David Punk Rock Christopher. Thank you guys so much for hanging out with us again tonight. It's going to be a good show. You guys ready?
Yes.
All right, let's do
ready,
this.
Ready. So first, let's just go over our overall thoughts of the way you feel about the teams, the opening competition, and then we'll get into the drama. So what did you think about the initial competition?
I feel like if this is the start of the season and the first episode always sets it up for everything, mm-hmm. I mean, we're in a crazy, crazy ride. I mean, the fact that, you know, they're kind of using like the whole rivals thing, you know, and I get it. It's kind of rivals battle the exes. They're kind of mixing everyone together. And like TJ said, it's the concluding chapter, right? So it's kind of like a horror movie trilogy, the concluding chapter. And everyone knows about the last chapter is it basically what you thought in the beginning is basically not necessarily true. So there's going to be some crazy twists. And I mean, I think the pairings are, you know, pretty much, some of them are kind of a little far-fetched. Like, I don't really see CT and Veronica really being rivals. But then again, I feel like anyone who's a rival with CT would probably be too strong. Like, Johnny and CT together, I mean, they would probably dominate everything. But I mean, from the get-go, we've already seen a couple people get kicked out or some people possibly kicked out. And I do like the fact that they do have a redemption house, which basically, you know, I want to see Jenna. I want to see Barbie Beast and Zach together, you know, again, and Brittany and Brad. So I'm excited to see for the rest of the season.
Yeah.
And yeah, I mean, I agree. And Justin, that's a great way to put it, like a horror movie. I totally agree with that because so far what we've seen, it's just been ugly and scary. You know what I mean? Like right off the bat, we got fights, we got random hookups, we got, I mean, it's going to be an interesting season. And it already looks like a big roller coaster.
It's funny because I know before in the past, you know, they said it's the end of the challenge and everyone's like, oh, is this the end of the show? I'm like, no, it's the end of the challenge as you know it. So after this concluding chapter, who knows? The challenge might be completely different. They might change up the format. They might change everything else. And as you've seen in previous seasons, they're adding so many people from different shows. Big Brother, Vanderpump Rules, you know, like X on the Beach, like all these different people. So they're always trying to switch up the formats. And before I was kind of like, no, I just want to keep it the challenge people. But then again, I'm starting to like the Are You the One people. I'm starting to like Devin. I'm starting to like Tony. So it's good.
Well, there's a lot to unpack in this episode. So let's start with the first competition. We see right away TJ announces the pairs. We don't know who they are yet. They're going to dig up their partner and find them. They have voice modulated, you know, changey thing like in the movie Scream. So you can't quite tell who they are. And then they run after them. TJ tells us the last two teams are going home. So they are starting off brutal. I couldn't believe that. What did you think of that, you know, digging up situation? And what did you think of the elimination?
I just thought it was kind of like difficult because in the sense it's like a lot of, you notice the graves, they say the final reckoning, they say MTV. So a lot of times it's could be multiple graves. It's not just one grave that basically says that. Zach and Amanda won it. I mean, Zach didn't even use a shovel. So, I mean, if that's in any indication of like what's going to be happening, I was like, he did it really fast. But, you know, it's, I think like the entire time you're kind of like wondering like who am I going to be paired up with, and then when you kind of have that fun like, oh, it's you, oh, it's Veronica, put myself in the box. I mean, I thought it was an okay thing, but I feel like in terms of, you know, the sense of urgency, I was like, do you understand that you could be going home? But then again, they got saved by the redemption house.
Well, Jenna in this competition particularly seemed like, what do I do? Like, where am I going? Where's my partner? Can I use a shovel? Can someone help me? More than usual. I don't know why she seemed that way. But the sense of urgency, you're right, I agree, wasn't super there in a lot of these teams. You could see that happening. And a lot of the partners, it didn't seem like they were actually guiding them, and some seemed like they were. So I don't know how capable they were.
I mean, how can you, like, you're trapped 6 feet under, you know, the title, you know, it's appropriate, but like, I'm with the one that says MTV. There's four graves that are marked MTV, and it's like, you don't know which one you're, so a lot of it's like luck of the draw, but if that was me and I didn't want to be sent, I would be digging, I would be like going as fast as I can. But some people, they had kind of had like a lackadaisical, like, I'll take my time, and like, Brittany was like, I've been digging three of the wrong graves at the same time. Right? And I'm like, no wonder you're going home.
And she didn't seem to be getting any help from her partner either. I'm hoping or assuming that you could be like, I'm in the third row, second one to the, you know, that there was some sort of clue. But because I don't know how the other people would have ever found the right grave otherwise.
I did like how the fact that Johnny Bananas was at the very end. And of course, they're keeping a mystery to his partner. I mean, he has so many vendettas. He has so many people that could be.
You can throw a rock in any one of them.
Yeah.
I mean, like probably now TJ Lemon's probably his wife.
Yeah. Right? I mean, that is funny that they ended this episode and we still don't know who his partner is. So we find out that the last two teams are Jenna and Jemmy, who fan favorite. So I was like, what? Team. They're going home. And then Brittany, we also love, and Chuck, who I don't know very well, but I'm anxious Brittany's to get ex. To know them more. And then we find out that the winners of the challenge, Zach and Amanda, get to pick a final team to leave. So they make the sort of easy choice and pick Jose and Devon, who they don't really know. They're like Big Brother people. Yeah. We know Jose from the Champs vs. Stars. What do you think of the Redemption House and that choice?
I just thought it was kind of like ironic because like those three teams, like Jose and Devon, like they were the last ones to get out. So they actually were safe. But then they got put into the Redemption House and put in elimination anyway, so it didn't really matter. So I'm just like, okay. I mean, that's fine. Yeah. I mean, you could have made a power move. Like, I would have taken out maybe a stronger team. But then again, you never know, right? It's like you put a target on your back. They don't know that there's a Redemption House. Yeah. So they think they just sent them home. So in this game, there's so many twists and turns. Like, you never know. And of course, the producer's trying to ham up the drama. And they're trying to, you know, any single little mistake you make could haunt you in the future.
What do you think of this, of that competition?
You guys pretty much covered it. I completely agree. Like, it's
like what Justin said.
What Justin said.
What he said.
No, I mean, absolutely.
And also, Justin, why don't you tell us a little bit more about how people can find us? And
so I just want to let you guys know, After Buzzers, our network produces after shows for nearly all of your favorite TV shows like The Challenge. So from dramas, reality TV, sci-fi, and more, there's no network that works harder to serve your television fans. But we need your help. We're asking that all you guys subscribe to one or more of our YouTube channels. Like for us, we are on the AfterBuzz Reality, so you can definitely subscribe to that. By subscribing to our channel, YouTube will suggest content that's tailor-made for you and will help AfterBuzz continue to grow. And if you're worried about those pesky notifications, don't be, because they're optional. So just hit that subscribe button now for the channel and check out our other AfterBuzz YouTube channels as well. Let us know in the comments, and we'll thank you on air, of course. But for now, thanks for being the best fan. Best fans and helping us be the ESPN of TV talk.
Awesome. Thank you. And on that, everybody in the live chat, thank you guys so much for joining us. We love it. Also, we have Justin monitoring that, so we will have Tori and Jordan here as soon as they get here. So
also, real quick, Jenna is actually in the live chat right now.
Jenna, I was just going to say, and to our girl Jenna, she's in New Jersey.
How you doing, girl?
We miss her, and she will be back with us soon, but we'll be holding it down while she's there. Hey, Jenna.
What's up?
Do you have Jenna, if you can see it, or Justin, Jenna, what do you think of the pairs? What did you think of the competition? Text or message, and we will relay it, or if everyone else can see it.
Yep.
So next topic we want to discuss is the drama, Paula dicking, all the stuff that goes on. I want to start off with Cara Maria and Kyle / Pauly, that sort of triangle that we're seeing starting. Thoughts, feelings on that?
I mean, first off, you saw that coming. I mean, and it's Kyle, you know what I mean? And then on top of that, I was a little disappointed in Kara. You know, she's kind of just selling herself out. She's almost just like throwing herself out there. Like, no... I mean, I get she's trying to make, you know, Kyle jealous. I get it, but she's trying way too hard and she's making herself look way too easy.
Well, I mean, you have to understand that, like, you know, Cara Maria and Kyle, they had something in vendettas, right? They thought it was going to be good. He went out to come visit her in Boston, but he bounced to Thailand for 2 months. I feel like every single person in this house has just some sort of, like, I don't know if it's... like confidence problem, or they have to constantly be hooking up with people. But I mean, that's what makes the show like amazing. That's what right. you want to see. But a lot of it is, imagine if the girl or guy that you were dating like a month ago hooked up with someone else. And but then again, it's like, did you expect anything less from Kyle? You knew that's his personality. He's a player, right? And if he's cute, he's got tattoos, fine. But don't expect him not to be like that, right? So don't hate the player, hate the game.
Yeah.
But I mean, to your point, I don't mind. You know, if Kyle wants to go make out with someone else, obviously don't make out with someone who has a girlfriend back home who says right. you love your girlfriend. But then again, it's like, I would distance myself from that situation. I wouldn't be picking her up. I wouldn't be talking about right. Paula Dicking or anything else like that. I'd be like, right. bro, you got a girl back home. She's going to watch this on TV. It's not going to be a good look for you.
Yeah. And you know, it's not so much about her wanting to hook up with someone else. Like, by all means, have fun.
Yeah.
For me, which rubbed me wrong is how she was going about it. I felt like mm-hmm. she's literally just like almost like anybody who wants to take me, you know, just so I can make Kyle jealous. Like, I felt like at least approach it a little bit differently. Have a little respect for yourself. You know what I mean?
Okay, let me ask you this. Is it a double standard? I'm asked this in the chat group. Is it a double standard? If it was Cara Maria was Johnny Bananas and did the exact same thing, would we care so much? Or is it just because she's a girl?
No, I think it's more about the fact that the way she makes herself look when she's just throwing herself out there with everybody. You know what I mean? Same thing. Like if Johnny was to do it, I mean, you almost expect that from Johnny though. You know what I mean?
I mean, Johnny Bananas, everybody knows. I mean, he's just the pot stirrer. You know, like the entire time, any single time he has a chance to throw anyone underneath the bus, he will do it to his own amusement while he's just kind of like, you know, around there like, ha, 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 you know, all this other stuff.
Yeah. So. Well, I think it's not necessarily that it's a double standard that she did that. I just think clearly, which I really like, it's harkening back to the ye olde challenge days, everyone was hammered. Like, even we don't often see a pretty, like, visibly drunk Cara Maria. And that was, she was like, like, pretty drunk, too. So I think it was just the way that it was like, new guy, come on, that it just seemed a little, you know, like, come on, girl. But at the same time, I don't understand. He needs to remember that she brought him there. Like, Kyle needs to remember who buttered his bread first. And
that's a good point.
I don't know if he should start messing with her and pissing her off right away with that, everybody. We are going to transition over to our guests that are here.
Hey.
You guys
all
can you hear and see? We Welcome. Have Tori and Jordan here.
Hey. So,
what's going on, guys? Hey. Thank you for joining us.
Yeah, good to see
make
you.
Make it through. Bye. Yes, hi, Jordan.
How you doing?
Hi, Tori. Hey, nice girl. To meet you.
You too, you too.
So did you guys make it through? Were you in the bowl traffic? For those of you that are Los Angelinos, I had it
I don't
on
know
my
what traffic
here.
It was. It was.
No. We missed the bowl bowl traffic, but as soon as I was like, yeah, I got my good like shortcut around, we get on and there was a wreck right there on the it literally in between getting on there and bomb or okay. like, you know, just something to hop over. Drunk, like, right. So we hopped over, got okay. off, right. got right. back on.
So I know that you guys haven't even had a chance to watch the episode yet.
Yeah.
What happened was they had the grave digging competition. Then it went straight to the house and all drama. There was no like competitions. Yep. And we're about to get into our next topic, and I'm so glad you're here now because the next topic is Kayla and Melissa fighting.
Yeah.
And you're literally holding her.
Yeah.
So what was, from the insider's perspective, what the hell Bro. Went down? And was everyone just super? Because the next day, she's like, no, I didn't even say that. It seemed like Kayla didn't even have a clue about what went down.
That was my favorite day of my life.
Okay.
Because we literally...
Of your life?
Of your life?
So second far. Favorite day. Hey,
it's wow.
Second favorite Before, day. Yeah. No, that was the day right after lawyers just sat down with us and said, listen, people, there's no physical contact. And then you have like Johnny talking to him and they're like, so how far can we go?
Yeah,
can we scream in each other's face? And the lawyer's like,
I'm like, have you watched the show? But, I'm like, do you know what happens on the show?
Right. So we had just gotten that drill. We go into the house. I mean, I don't know what it is about people on the challenges. They find alcohol everywhere.
Of course.
Like you open a cabinet, there's a green bottle of alcohol there. There's this or that. So people are getting wasted the first day. And then all of a sudden this shit blows up. I mean, it was the most redundant fight I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah.
Did you see how ridiculous? Did they air how ridiculous
it was?
They aired
it. It was like...
I felt like it was just more like a... I mean, it's different if you're getting punched, but I feel like a shove...
Well, let's break it down real
quick. It was a big shove.
So what the fight... It was a good shove. The premise of the fight was that Melissa tweeted something and tagged Kayla's boyfriend that she cheated on him, which was a rumor she heard. So, I mean, not cool, sure, but Kayla was like, you know, I mean, like the passion behind both of them, it's like, who really cares?
It's kind of funny. I think it's funny.
But, yeah. Well,
no, but I totally get that. Like, you don't want to be on TV and then have some girl be like, oh, you were cheating on your man.
Right.
Well, he wasn't even there. Then you have insecurity in his head.
Like, right.
I'd fucking hit a bitch too.
Right.
But like, yeah. You don't hit a bitch right after the lawyer
when you have $1 million. $1 million.
Got to plan it out a little better. Yeah. I play chess with these motherfuckers.
Right. Is it worth $1 million?
I don't have to hit bitches because I play chess with bitches.
Yes,
I play chess with these hoes.
You taking a knights?
I taking a knights and a queens and shit, bro.
Yeah,
it's not checkers, it's chess.
Yeah, chess. So I mean, yeah. So it seemed ridiculous, and clearly it was ridiculous. What was the fallout? Were they scared? Like, did they
honestly
know they were gonna be?
I think both of them woke up in the morning and was like, "Oh, happy day, everyone!" Happy and day. We were all like, "Do you know that you're probably not gonna be here anymore?"
And
I don't know.
Do you think they remembered it?
No.
Well, they show Johnny, of course, is like, "You're a belligerent nincompoop to Kayla." And he's like, "You know what you did? You had a fight." And she's like, "Nah, I was just sitting there. I didn't do anything."
That's
and they're like,
a
"Yeah,
Kayla
you started
impression.
Her.
Yeah.
I can do so a good Natalie, too." It's like, "Hey, I'm really glad that we're partners." I love Kayla. I started Natalie. Off like not liking Kayla. And now, seasons later, I'm like, she is the teenage daughter in a movie. She's just like, "I hate it, mom." Mm-hmm. Like, she'll never.
Yeah.
Now, I'm like, I love her.
Yeah, like, you
yeah,
get
like
her.
The bratty teen that just
I
doesn't want to go.
Yes. I love her too. Yeah. Totally.
I've turned around and come to be like, "Oh, that's Kayla." Mm-hmm. Okay. So she clearly had no idea what really went down, because they show it and she pushes her, and then I guess Melissa does like go for her face. So they both
did
really...
they show us outside that night with Sage?
No!
Because after that
so
night,
tell us that.
I came to that house. I mean, I'm prepared now for challenges. I come with Sage and crystals because I know the energies
negativity.
These motherfuckers be lurking with.
Yeah.
Like, no, right. We're not gonna. I'm not letting that in my space. Mm-hmm. So after the whole fight,
nope.
I mean, I had like a whole thing of Sage. We went outside and we were acting. We were smoking the fucking Sage.
Yeah,
and we were like, "Fuck this shit! Like, we have to clean everything." She doesn't remember any of that, I don't think.
Right.
I mean, like, she literally, she went there, she went ham, she went hard, went home.
Yeah.
Wait, or maybe go some. I don't know.
Right. Oh, yeah. We don't, they send them home.
We don't know yet.
They send them home.
Well, actually, we don't know, because there's a cliffhanger in the sense of where the people who are involved in the altercation, basically, you guys are going home. But the partners, that's the biggest thing.
Oh, okay. So we're not talking about partners yet, though.
Mm-mm. Yeah.
Okay, we are hoping and praying that the partners will get partnered up. But they leave it literally.
Because
with,
oftentimes, you guys know in the past, like if a person commits violence on the show, the partner's associated, even though they didn't do anything. So they were basically saying, like, you know, you're not thinking about your partner, you're not thinking about the money, you're thinking about yourself.
Right.
So that's what we have to wait for next week.
Yeah. So getting in there, what was your first impression of the newbies that you didn't know, like the people that weren't on previous challenge? How was it?
I mean, it was only my second challenge, like my second big challenge.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Loved you on Chance vs. Stars, by the way.
Yes.
Thank you.
Little Mama.
Yeah. Thank you. Oh, she liked it.
Shout out to Little Mama.
I fucking love Little Mama. Oh my God.
You guys are an amazing pair.
She's the best. I still talk to her. I love her so much. But I don't know. I mean, like, I was just really miserable immediately.
Yeah.
When I was there.
So let me ask you this. How is it being with your ex-boyfriend on the challenge now?
I didn't really care. Like, I was over it. You'll see how much I start to care when we actually have to perform together. That's a whole different fucking story.
Okay.
Yeah.
That literally, that just makes people, you know, go from not being a smoker to becoming a smoker and an alcoholic and possibly a drug addict at the same time. So a lot to cope with.
Well, you did say in tonight's episode, they did show you saying, if you don't remember, that his mental game wasn't there. That you were concerned about that. So what, how did
that go? He wasn't in the house. Like, I wouldn't talk to him. I told him straight up the first night I was there. I was like, "Yo, like, I don't feel bad about anything that really happened. I'm sorry it went down the way it did, but I would do it again."
Well, in terms of what happened, and just for everyone who knows, and I'm sure our fans have been following along, I want to defend you and say that I've since seen Derek on, like, X on the Beach and all this stuff. And it started.
Thank you.
Well, when we saw it, it was like you guys were in puppy love. Yeah. And it seemed like, how could she do that to him? And then it's like, okay, this was new. Obviously, you said it very well, actually, at the reunion, that you learned things about yourself and moved on. And it's not like he's this. I was like, this poor guy then. And now I'm like, all right, this guy's like had 19,000 girlfriends and done.
It's pretty interesting because you've seen it in seasons past where you see like couples get on the show. You're like Zach and Jenna, you know, and Brad and Brittany. Mm-hmm. Jordan, I mean, you're not on this season. Would you ever in the future ever compete with Tori on a show?
Oh, he's a couple though.
I mean, we're not a couple.
Definitely. Okay.
Yeah.
No.
Oh, okay. But, of course.
Friends that hang out, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Good team.
Yeah.
Teammates.
Well, I mean, I think, I mean, you know, we performed, we got to team up in the final a little bit together.
Yes. And we did Fear Factor together.
And we do
February 24th.
Oh,
yeah.
Nice.
So we got to team up for Fear Factor, so that was pretty good.
That's awesome. And Jordan, last time you were here, you weren't allowed to let us know that you won. So it was all
How
the hell
it all makes sense now, man. It all makes sense now.
Yeah, right.
Right. I'm retired now. I'm retired.
Yeah, I was like, I'm out of here.
I mean, I got to say, when you fell from the parachute down, I mean, that looked like it hurt. Mm-hmm. Like, the only time I've ever seen that was it happened, you know, seasons ages ago, but I mean, you still competed and you still won. Like, how badly was that?
That hurt a lot and I've been hurt a lot in my life. Like, I've had quite a few surgeries, stitches, broken bones. I fractured a bone in my leg.
And I'm surprised that they let you compete immediately afterwards.
It's your decision. You know what I mean? Like, you sign the waiver and stuff that. And really, the only stuff that they can really take you out of, like, you know, concussion or something like that. Like,
you physically can't.
Yeah, which luckily, I don't know how, but missed my head.
And the guy that he fell with broke his leg in half.
Snapped,
to get rushed to the emergency room. So, thank God.
But
it's a fun day.
Yeah. I mean, it's a wonder that something worse didn't happen. Hit.
I mean, you've seen it so hard. I think it was last season with Leroy. Like, he completely face planted in the water. Like, he got knocked out.
Yeah.
So I mean, these shows are super brutal.
So it looks like it was the water that did that. But I talked to him about that.
Yeah.
And he hit his face on the car. Oh. That's what. So he was out from the car to the water, then just ended up.
Wow.
They did. It just didn't look as bad because it was kind of one of those things that his hand and stuff was there at the same time.
Right.
But we had talked about that, and he hit his face. He hit his head on the car, and then ended up ragdolling into the water.
Yeah, I gotta say you're definitely one of my favorite challengers. Like,
I definitely
put you in my top five. You know, over just in terms of athleticism. You know,
I take it serious.
Yeah, no, I mean, I love doing a mercenary role, and I'd love to see you come back this season. And I don't know, maybe you and Derek can square off.
Mercenary role.
Dope, right?
Ex boyfriend versus current boyfriend, or you know, or anything else like that.
Great, really great, really great.
Because we saw Corey, we saw Devin, we saw Hunter, and we saw Ashley, you know, coming back in mercenary roles. But I mean, it looks just insane, just in terms of the twist and the redemption house and all this other stuff.
So tell us sort of what you did with your winnings. You have your company, if you want to talk about that. And if you, when you were on the show, you were like, it'd be great to have this money. Have you invested in your company or worked?
Yeah. Invested in company, in a lot of actual investments.
Okay.
Come on, Alaska Airlines.
Alaska Airlines.
I'm working on a lot. We are working on a lot. She's working on a lot. So really, it's just one of those things that you put it back there and you know it's there in your mind, but you grind. The grind is always, got to live every day as if it's not there. And
worst case scenario, we go back to a
challenge.
These motherfuckers are ready.
I mean, I love your Instagram post. Like, the one where, was it you who posted a picture of Tori's behind? Or was it you who posted a picture? I mean, amazing, right?
Yeah, the photography. I've actually been, you know what, that shot on an iPhone. Yeah. Apple hit me up for a sponsorship.
You want to plug your Instagram for everybody to see it?
We're going to plug Jordan's Instagram.
At Jordan underscore wisely.
Yeah.
To see a picture of...
At Tori underscore butt.
Tori underscore deals.
Underscore butt.
I mean, that was not an app. And then I saw the most recent video where it's like, watch the video towards the end. So was that like...
Oh.
So was that like a ring in there? Or We're like, what was that? What was that?
So in other words, he stalks you, Jordan.
Yeah. Well, I got to do my research.
That was fucking horrible.
What? Wait, Phil, hold on. For those of us who are not in the know on this, can you tell us what he's talking about?
Sure. Let me tell you.
Sure. Okay. Tori, take it away.
You're going to tell?
Yeah, I'm sitting outside with my friend. I'm sitting outside with my friend, and we're on the couch, and we're talking about the book that we're writing, that we're working on.
Okay.
And then I hear a ukulele in the background. And then Jordan pops out with this whole thing of roses. And, like, there was literally 2 dozen roses in there. And I'm like, oh, my God. Like, I've never been given flowers before. Like, in my life. Like, no one has ever gotten me flowers.
Good man,
so that's
Jordan.
The first thing I'm thinking. I'm like, oh, my God, this is so sweet. Then he drops the ground. He's like, babe, look for the box. I'm like, what? He's like, look for the box inside the flowers. Okay, stop playing the fucking ukulele.
He's like, giving us visual, you know?
Yeah, I mean, he's also
putting you in it.
It's like we're there.
I'm putting you in it. Like, and for everyone that's not here.
Look for the box.
Or hasn't been to the Instagram.
And then I come to find out, clearly there's no box in there. And clearly. Also, those flowers Camilla had to do an Instagram post with. Yeah. So they weren't even really for me.
Okay.
No. Yeah.
Hold on. Let's talk about how recycling is an issue. Okay. Hey. Flowers! Someone killed those, and you're just gonna use them once, Bay? No. So we took the picture.
Really,
we took the picture. We took the picture.
Yo, go get a job in PR. Go get a job in PR.
Damage control, right?
BP.
Yes.
Wait, we're IG buddies. How did I miss that? When was this?
That was maybe today.
All right, I'm not gonna see that.
That's
kind of mean.
Well, honestly, I didn't even know it was being filmed.
Yeah, of course I would have. I would have been like, bro, you've known me for a year. I can't trust myself. I'm just kidding.
That's been proven.
Savage! Okay. Well, we dropped the lead here with Camilla had to get. What was Camilla doing? Okay, how the hell is Camilla?
So our friend. Oh, jeez.
Oh, Camilla, your friend, not Camilla. Camilla?
No, Camilla.
Dish, yeah.
Spill it.
So, Camilla's been traveling a bunch.
Soul searching.
Yeah.
Okay.
And so she was in L.A., and she was like, yo, what are you guys doing? We're like, nada. Sitting around playing the ukulele. You want to come? She was like, the uke? Yeah. I want to play the uke.
Okay.
And we're like, okay. I mean, that's what you call it, yeah. Ukulele.
We haven't seen her in a challenge in a while.
Okay, Pam was looking at me like, what's
I'm very familiar.
That's what I don't know, but that's a lingo too. Yeah, familiar.
Is she doing okay? We don't have to get too into her, but, you know, she seemed like she was in not a great place. And
she's definitely better when I saw her than the last time. I mean, this whole part of her life was a whole part of her life, and now she has to go on with the next parts of her life.
Okay.
And she knows that.
I don't think people really realize how extensive challenges get in your
It's like concussions for football players.
It's full on emotional.
I mean, it's a mental game, and the fact that you're secluded, you guys don't have any technology, and you guys are how many weeks were you guys there?
The last one we did was nine.
Wow. So it was ten.
Total.
And the last one was
that's a long
the last
time.
One they did was just 10 or 11. It was 10.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a long time.
No connection.
Yeah,
no connection. To anyone, no
email.
And imagine when we were in Colombia, the election was going on. We were literally asking the producers as they were turning off our lights. Hey, what happened?
What's going on with our country?
Yeah, Hillary.
And they'd be like, he said this and she did this. Oh, but they like found some like emails or some shit, and we're like, okay,
thanks,
like, cool. Nice.
It is. It's not the same, but it's sort of the same. I went to summer camp when I was younger for 8 weeks.
That is
no
so the
phones.
Same.
You're cut off. You're living in a bunk.
But that is your new reality, right? Yeah. So imagine you forgot all of your best friends for just that short time. You forgot all your best friends. You forgot everyone back home. Mm-hmm. You weren't making phone calls. You just mattered when me and Susie was going to the canoe.
And a camp boyfriend, like, one day was 3 weeks. We'd be like, because you would be in love at breakfast, and then by lunch something had happened. Yep. And it is because you're together. The timeline is so sped up that everything is so much more intense and dramatic, and you're just inundated with each other. So, I kind of get it in that regard. What has been your favorite part of the challenges with that, and what is the worst part? I guess that would be the...
Mm. My favorite part of the challenges literally has to be making fun of people on the challenges while I'm there and just laughing and just being dissociated from the world.
Uh-huh.
But then also, like, I hate getting wrapped up in it. So it's like that weird space of like, I'm away from here and I'm also playing in this world. It's just this weird mental space that you get to like explore yourself in.
Yeah.
I feel like your personality has really shined throughout the seasons. And like, you know, the first time they called you Rookie of the Year for good reason. Mm-hmm. But I feel like you don't really have any crazy, like there's no one that you're super pissing off. There's no one who really wants to like punch your face or anything else like that. So I feel like your reputation is, I mean, Jordan's probably like laughing. He's like, you know, but no, I mean, I just, hats off to you. You know, I'm super excited to see the rest of the season and how it's going to go.
Thanks. I mean, whatever.
This shit is crazy. This girl's parade. But like that is her superpower. You know, she has enough positivity for everyone. So
that's good.
That shines through. Especially and I think good. People see that. Even shitty people, they're like, Tori.
Right. Well, the thing is too, like you back it up with your game. You know what I mean? So regardless, it's.
Honestly, right, kind of. It just depends. Like, sometimes I'll suck, and then sometimes it'll be great. And when I'm great, I'm like, wow, I'm okay today. Holy shit, I did great. And then other times, I'm like, God, I should never do that again. Yeah. Like, it's embarrassing.
I mean,
it's just how I have days.
Yeah. I mean, you're you know, starting off in your challenge career. Do you see yourself kind of doing this till you're 60, like Johnny Bananas?
No, or definitely
giving
not.
Yourself like an expiration date.
I want to. I literally
turned 60.
I know, right?
That's happy 60th, Bananas.
Johnny Bananas.
So funny because today's my dad's 60th birthday.
Happy birthday, Dad. We should definitely sing right.
Happy birthday,
Bananas was your dad. That's so nice that he kept it in the family.
Bananas do have seeds after all, ladies and gentlemen. Bananas do have seeds.
Now you guys see the ultimate.
Nepotism.
The ultimate vengeance.
It's like Hamlet. It's Shakespearean now. Right? Yeah.
Yeah. Oh my God, that's so funny.
Thank you.
But in terms of doing the challenge, honestly, like I have so many other things I want to do with this like fun little life. That I'm like, challenge is an avenue, and like I would love to continue doing it if it works for me, but I'm trying to be signing books at Barnes and Noble.
This woman
next
could not
year.
could not leave and be out of contact for any amount of time, for you know, for a day or two, much less the weeks that it would take to be on a challenge.
There's just a lot going on. Yeah. I have a lot going on. I feel like it's going to be a really great year next year.
That's awesome. We have about 5 minutes left, so I want to hear. Let's wrap up drama in the house, and then we want to hear what you guys are up to before we sign off. With all your other things, it looks exciting. So drama in the house. Tell us who you from the inside scoop. Mm-hmm. Who do you really? Because it seems like you don't make waves, as Justin said. You don't seem to get super political. Mm-hmm. Who are you liking? Who did you stay close with? Who surprised
you? Who I never thought I was going to be friends with? Veronica.
Ooh.
And Natalie.
Ooh.
Okay. And Natalie and Veronica. I never thought. And I walked away leaving the house being like, God damn, I like you guys the best.
Wow.
Swear to God.
And why? Insight into
you know
that?
Why? Just because, like, there's actually something in there.
Yeah.
And,
yeah.
like, it's just, I really appreciate it when I'm talking to somebody and they're not looking like this all the time. There's some people when you talk to, like, they can't even, I would have to be like, Kaylee,
yeah.
Are you looking at me? Like, are you a human being?
It's like
right.
Space
so, like,
cadets.
When you can talk to people, you could just talk to people.
Right.
I was just talking to people.
And there, it seems like you're mature. You're younger than them, or I don't know Natalie's age. It seems like you've got an old soul. You're a little more down to earth and a little less.
Sort of.
I think it's just humility. That's it.
Like, yeah.
That's literally the only thing I think I have.
And maturity.
But some I think that comes from humility. Like, they all think they're the shit.
Easy, you know. Not that's the right. word I mean, choice.
Why?
Right, because
Jordan, you want to narrate from here?
Fuck you.
Beyond. All right, I guess that's the same as mature.
Thank you.
Okay,
so mature. Thank you.
Yeah. Okay, and then do you guys have any sort of closing thoughts on drama in the house? Anything you predict? Anything you see happening?
Any
wild card ideas?
I mean, in the words of Tori, you know, Dirty 30 was bad.
Ooh.
You know, Vendettas is weird or, like, worse. Like, where the hell is Final Reckoning going? I mean, it's the concluding chapter of the challenge of as we know it. So, like I said in the beginning, you don't necessarily know how the challenge is going to be next season. But, I mean, already there's so many things. There's a redemption house. There's mercenaries. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm expecting more grenades. I'm expecting like everything from you've seen from Chance vs. Stars. I mean, every single season they up the ante. And yep. I expect this season to be no different. I know Tori's probably going to go really, really far. So I'm rooting for you, girl.
Thank you. Keep take rooting, it. Bro.
Yeah.
Keep
rooting. Right.
Yeah.
What he said.
That's actually my writer. Yeah.
That's it, right?
Oh my God,
that's
I think it's going to be interesting to watch because it seems like a lot of the pairs really don't like each other, and that's going to be really hard to manage through. And I'm also curious to see how it breaks down when there are different sex teams versus. So I'm excited to see about the challenges mm-hmm. to come, how they handle that mm-hmm. structure-wise. And now on to you guys. So tell us, you're doing all sorts of exciting things. Tell us about mm-hmm. them, what you're working on, what you're doing, your dreams.
So actually, when I was on the challenge filming that show, The Final Reckoning, I was like kind of discluding myself so much from the group that I wrote a kid's book.
Oh.
Yeah. Awesome. So, and then I ironic. Came home. Yeah, I mean, I literally went to, like, Dr. Seuss land in my fucking
it's,
head.
Like, it's I'm not so kidding. Fucking but ridiculously good.
But the book is so good. Good. It's so, so good. Awesome. It's so good. I would love to be like, these are the characters, but, like, I don't want them to get stolen.
Okay. Yeah.
So, like, it's all done. So I have a kid's book coming out.
Nice.
It's
awesome.
And that's I don't
awesome.
Even have a kid yet. Or do I?
Oh,
hey, oh, wow. After that proposal.
Nice.
A little plantain.
Oh my God. We actually have one little chat comment. They should have casted Casper and Louise on the challenge. Interesting enough, because you were actually on them with mm-hmm. Chance vs. Stars. Mm-hmm. How do you think they would do in an actual full challenge?
No, Casper would quit immediately. He like fight these people. Yeah. Not because he's not good enough or he's not strong
he's
enough.
Athletic,
because
yeah.
he would not want to deal with the
With the drama.
Yeah, he literally wouldn't deal with it. Casper is too much of a professional, and as he should be. I mean, he's a really talented person, you know, and like that's it. But if they were on the challenge for real, they would crush it.
Right.
Casper and Luis would crush it together. Yeah, they're both dope pieces.
Yes.
We had Luis in recently. We were mm-hmm. talking the same thing. And I, like, me and Justin agreed. Like, I think they would go really far, especially together.
They
like,
would crush
kill it. Yeah.
Jordan versus Casper in an elimination.
Nice.
Ballroom brawl. Who do we take?
They're brawling on each other?
No, the hallroom brawl. You know, where they're kind of running with the ball.
Hall brawl.
I mean, Jordan.
Yeah.
She's like,
duh.
Yeah.
That would be a good match.
It would be, but I'm going to bet on Jay.
Yeah, I think he's more savvy. I think Casper's too headbanger. I think he's smarter.
Yeah, I mean,
I've seen him build a shelf before.
That was my first ever Hall Brawl. Was my first elimination.
The
ever.
Fact that you called out Johnny Bananas and you flipped all those boards over, then no one else did it. You had even though you lost, you had my respect right then and there because no one steps to them. You're like, oh my God, you know. So
yeah, nobody really does it.
Well, with that, guys, it is time for us to start wrapping it up. We want to thank everyone again that's joined us live in the chat. And you can find me. My name is Pam Gross. You can find me at Pamela Gross Jill on Twitter and Instagram. Tell everyone where they can find you.
You can find me, Justin Yang, at your boy J Yang on Instagram.
All right, guys. Thank you so much again for hanging out with us. Appreciate it. As always, David Punkrock Christopher. Find me on Instagram, the crazy interweb. David Punkrock Christopher on Instagram. DPR Christopher on Twitter. Thank you guys so much for hanging out, guys. Good seeing you guys.
Tell everyone where they can find you, too, if you want to plug anything.
Tori underscore deal. Snoop Dogg liked my picture the other day, so I'm popping. Okay, Jordan, you're up.
Yeah, that was a damn it.
That was pretty tight.
That is pretty epic.
It's Snoop Dogg, bro, whatever.
Yeah.
I'm lit on a gram.
Jordan, where can we find you?
Oh, you can find me, too. I'm on the IG at Jordan underscore Wisely. That's me.
Easy enough.
Yay.
Well, thank you guys so much.
Thank you for
joining us.
Thank you guys for having us.
We appreciate it. We'll see you guys next week.
Bye.
Peace.
Later.
Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.